This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. Today I want to discuss slowing down in the month of Ramadan. What I mean by slowing down is slowing down in our acts of worship and in specific, slowing down our prayer. Look, I know outside of the month of Ramadan, it's easy to feel like our prayer is just a ritual. We need to get it done, get it over as quick as possible and get back to work or get back to school or get back to doing whatever we were doing, just get it out of the way. But in the month of Ramadan, as our spirituality comes into focus, this is the time where we can work on our prayer as well. And one of the ways we can accomplish that is simply by slowing down the prayer as a whole, but also slowing down the specific aspects or the specific parts of the prayer. So spending more time in every position of the prayer. So when we are in ruku', spending more time in ruku', letting our body settle into that position. Likewise, when we are in sajda, letting our body settle into that sajda. Also, that means moving from one position to another position slowly. So going into ruku', slowly. Coming out of the ruku', slowly. Going into sajda, slowly. Coming out of the sajda, slowly. Making a conscious effort to beautify the physical aspects of our prayer. I know we make an effort to beautify other aspects of our prayer. We try to beautify our recitation and so on and so forth. But likewise, making the physical aspects of the prayer, the movements of the prayer, beautiful as well. Another way we can slow down our prayer, or what would help in slowing down our prayer, is making sure that we have enough time to pray our prayer, meaning not waiting until the last minute to pray the prayer. So making sure there's enough time. So not delaying Dhuhr until just Asr is about to come, or not delaying Asr until just Maghrib is about to come, for example. And actually, the Prophet ﷺ gave us this very specific example. The Prophet ﷺ actually referred to this prayer as the prayer of the hypocrite. The Prophet ﷺ said, this is the prayer of the hypocrite, the one who waits until the sun is just about to set, and then they quickly peck out four rak'ahs of prayer. La yadhkuru Allah fiha illa qalila. This person doesn't remember Allah in these four rak'ahs except for just a little bit. There's very little time. They're rushing through the prayer. They're trying to get it done. So there's no time to remember Allah. There's no time to beautify the prayer. There's no time for the heart to be settled in this prayer and this heart to really benefit from this prayer. You know, and I mentioned this point about Ramadan before, that sometimes we get caught up in numbers and amounts and so on and so forth. Our priority in Ramadan should be just like our priority outside of the month of Ramadan, and that is our obligatory, our fard prayers, and making the most of those fard prayers. So we should be spending the most amount of effort in beautifying and perfecting our fard prayers before we ever turn to the sunnahs and the nawafil and taraweeh and qiyam al-layl. Obviously, if we can do both, that is the best, but our focus should be our fard prayers, making them the best, the most beautiful, the most beneficial prayers possible. So take advantage of the spirituality of the month of Ramadan. Take advantage of the blessings of the month of Ramadan. We all know and understand that it is easier to worship Allah in the month of Ramadan. So use this time to help beautify your prayer. Take your time when it comes to your fard prayers at the very least. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Take care. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.